Read from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, he's not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, where I am going, you cannot come. He said to them, you belong to what is below, I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, who are you? Jesus said to them, what I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true. What I heard from him, I tell the world. They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am. That I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him. Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. There is a modern malady that many in this country suffer from, and it's called complainitis. Is a new word that I've actually coined. Hopefully, in the Webster New Dictionary, they'll be able to add that in there. Complainitis. We complain because it's too hot. Then we complain because it's too cold. We complain because there's too much wind. We complain because it's too dry. We complain because there's too much water. We complain because there's not enough water. We complain because we don't like the food. We complain because there's too much salt. We complain because there's not enough salt. We complain because the homily is too long. We complain because the Father didn't give a homily. We complain and complain and complain and complain and we complain. Very, very good way to end Lent is to try not to fall into complainitis. So I'd like to give you three suggestions to remedy this complainitis that characterizes the modern society. Is to remedy, you have to do the agere contra, which is Ignatius for do the opposite. The first is get in the habit of praising God. So praise is really the opposite of complaining, right? You can praise God by coming to Mass and participating in Mass. What is the primary purpose of Mass? It's to praise God the Father by the offering of God the Son by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Yeah. That's the purpose of Mass, to praise God the Father by the offering of God the Son and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is exemplified by through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. That was pretty anemic. Next time I sing it, you're going to blow the roof off, right? So that doxology is one of the ways in which we express the purpose of the Mass. We're praising God the Father, we're offering God the Son, and it's through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? So that's the first thing to conquer complainitis in our lives. The second is never allow a day to transpire without thanking God. Without thanking God. There's another opposite of complaining, is thanking God. Saint Ignatius of Loyola says that the essence of sin is ingratitude. I like that. The essence of sin is ingratitude. Never allow a day to go by in which you don't thank God. Most of you have been trained in doing the daily examine every day. How do you start off the daily examine? Rosa, you know, we start by thanking God, right? Yes, Father. Okay. We start off by thanking God. Then the other points. Thank God. You can thank God for so many things. What do we have in this world that God has not given to us? One thing, our own sins. We chose them. God didn't give those to us. We chose them. But aside from that, everything we have on a human level, material level, intellectual level, moral level, spiritual level, is a pure gift of God. So let's get in the habit of thanking God. Remember what Shakespeare says in Macbeth. More painful than a serpent's tooth is that of an ungrateful child. I like Shakespeare. I like Bill, don't you? So we don't want to be that serpent's tooth, do we? Thank God. And every time you come to Mass, at least implicitly, you're thanking God, because the word Mass also can be translated into Eucharist. And Eucharist actually means Thanksgiving. That's what Eucharist means. It means Thanksgiving. So just by coming, by your mere presence, by living out the Mass, you are rendering thanksgiving to God. Amen? I thank God constantly for my consecration to Mary. You too? No, I suddenly got some Jehovah's Witnesses here, huh? No? Thank God that you have Mary as your mother, your queen, your life, your sweetness, and your hope. Amen? Okay. Now the third way that we can overcome complainitis, we're talking about complainitis, don't forget, okay? Is every day try to say something kind to someone in your family. Amen or oh me. Is that an amen or is that an oh me? Every day say something kind. You know, your mother prepares a meal for you. Thanks, Mom. That was a great meal. Maybe you didn't like it. It was good, at least for my penitential life, right? Say something kind to someone in your life. Let me tell you something. More than once, I remember going through desolation. You know what that is, don't you? I was going through desolation. Someone said something kind to me, and I was in consolation for 24 hours for one kind word that someone said to me. Just one kind word, just a few words. And that pulled me from desolation into consolation. From the valley of tears to the mountain of gladness. So, my friends, proposal up until Easter, and from Easter all the way through the Easter season, let's practice fasting from complainitis. Amen.